Hello and welcome to the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and Instagram. The Jesus Witch Podcast is a show dedicated to opening the conversation about including Jesus in witchery practices. The goal of this podcast is to not be evangelical. The goal is to spread the love, light, truth, acceptance, and oneness that is Jesus Christ himself. Here at the Jesus Witch Podcast, we believe all people are loved by God and all people are loved by Jesus. We believe in community and the power of fellowship. We believe in giving whatever you reasonably can to help your neighbor who's in need. And above all, we believe in the power of creating a relationship with Jesus that is authentic and unique to you. Join me for new episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast every single Monday, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and on Instagram. This week on the podcast, we are going to talk about how I work with the Abrahamic God. We've had episodes in the past where I talk about how I work with Jesus and Asherah and Lilith, so I thought it was about time that I talk about the big man upstairs, the Abrahamic God himself, and my relationship with him. As always, don't forget to give this podcast a rating of 5 stars on whatever podcasting platform you're currently listening to us on, because that helps get the word out about the show. And if you would like to support the show, there are several different ways in the show notes page of how you could do so, like supporting us on Patreon, donating to the show, or visiting my Etsy shop, which will be back up and running in May at some point. I don't have an exact launch date for my Etsy shop yet, but I'm thinking sometime in Gemini season towards the end of May. I really want to focus on getting everything ready and perfect for my relaunch during Taurus season, which is why I'm opting to do it in Gemini season. And also Taurus season's my birthday, so I just want to enjoy my season, enjoy my solar return, and get all my ducks in a row before we relaunch our Etsy shop. Also in the show notes page, not only will you find the links to all of my socials, my TikTok, my Instagram, you'll also find the link to the Jesus Witch Church. The Jesus Witch Church is our free Discord community, and it's a bunch of people who are all spiritual, all came from Christianity, and ended up witches somewhere or another. Some work with Jesus, some don't. But we all cheer each other's practices on, share tips, answer questions, talk about astrology, tarot cards, all the different things. So if you want to join us there, follow me on social media, or check out any of the different ways that you could help support this show, be sure to head over to the show notes page. Now that we've talked about that, let's jump into our episode. So in today's episode, I want to talk about how I work with the Abrahamic God and what things I personally associate with him. I couldn't find any real resources online to support anything that I'm about to say. So this is all just canon for me. If this information doesn't resonate with you, then it doesn't resonate with you, and I'm sorry. I personally think it's okay if this information does not resonate with you, because my practice is not supposed to look the exact same as yours. If there's anything that I want you to take away from the Jesus Witch Podcast, it is that your relationship with spirit is meant to be personal for you. It's not meant to look like anybody else's. Sure, you could draw things from other people and other practices and make them your own, and that's totally okay. But everybody's supposed to have a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, with spirit, with whoever they're working with. And I think that's really the important part of being spiritual and being connected to spirituality, is having a relationship with something that's bigger than yourself, that you truly resonate with and feels truly authentic to you. And the information that I'm about to share is what truly feels authentic to me. And if it doesn't feel authentic to you, that's okay. You're allowed to create your own information and have your own relationship with God. And as long as it feels authentic, then that's what you need to know. And that's how you need to operate in your practice. But anyway, now that I've done my spiel there, let's talk about how I work with God and what works with me with God. To me, God has very serious energy most of the time. He feels like a very stoic deity. He's very protective, he's very strong, but he's not a deity that feels closed off. During times when I feel really distressed and really scared, even though Jesus is who I tend to go to for comfort, or even like Asherah if I need like motherly love and motherly comfort, but during those times where I'm like really, really scared, really, really nervous, really, really like questioning what's happening and, you know, why things are happening and, you know, how to move forward, those are the times that I go to God. And instead of him appearing very stoic and, you know, like more strong, like he usually does to me, he comes very like comforting and soft and nurturing. When I was in labor with Luna, even though I didn't realize I was in labor with her, when I was getting contractions and they were really consistent and they'd been happening all day, I just kept praying to God, being like, listen, like, I just can't do this another day. Like, I need this to be it. And please, God, let this be it. Even though I had been working mostly with the divine feminine my entire pregnancy, he is who I was calling out to while I was in labor because I was so scared that it wasn't the real deal. And I think that's part of why I didn't realize that it was the real deal until she was like here, because I was just so scared of it not being the real deal, but I digress. That's one thing that I really love about God though, is he has that big duality to him where he's super strong, super protective. But when you are scared, when you are at like the pits of anxiety, he's who you can call out to and he'll come to you in a more like nurturing, comforting way. And I really like that about him. So for me, I associate God with the element air. Air just feels a little bit more fluid to me, like the way that God has that duality of being like really strong and really courageous and really powerful. And wind can be very, very powerful, but it also can be very soft and very, you know, gentle and like just like a gentle breeze that's bringing you a little cooling on a hot summer's day sort of thing. And like God, he can also be, you know, very gentle and very nurturing and very like there for you sort of thing. So I associate him with the element air. I also associate God very strongly with the sun, because the sun is warmth, it's light, and I associate God with being light, but it's also very masculine energy to me. I'm one of those people, just I think this is because I study astrology, because I know in other cultures it's different, but I very much see the sun as masculine energy and the moon as feminine energy. And like, you know, in astrology, the sun is more masculine energy, the moon is more feminine energy sort of thing. So for me, the sun is God. So in the summertime, I'll go outside and I'll be like, hi, God, how you doing? During like the daytime, because I feel like that's when he's most powerful. And I just feel the sun like that at like that time. I mean, God's always powerful, but that's when the sun is most powerful, obviously, because it's like, you know, the closest to the earth and you're feeling its warmth the most, all the science. But for me, I associate the sun with the Abrahamic God and with his light and with his nurturing, with his guidance, right? Because the light of the sun is like the thing that shines your path.
Now a quick break from this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast to talk about a few ways you can help support the show. One way you can help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is to become a supporter of us on Patreon. On our Patreon, there are four different tiers that you can choose from, and they're all named after tarot cards. We have the Fool, the Magician, the Hierophant, and the High Priestess. In the Fool tier, you get early ad-free episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, extended show note pages when available, Christian tarot grimoire pages, and access to our monthly community oracle reading. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool tier, tarot spreads to help your connection with Christ, spirit, your higher self. I also like to put out new tarot spreads for each full moon or new moon, Wheel of the Year holiday, and zodiac sign. In the Magician tier, you also get one Bible-based spell grimoire page each month. This teaches you how to incorporate the Bible into your own spell practice. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool and the Magician tiers, as well as a Happy Mail package from me every single month with the ingredients to make a spell, as well as an extra Bible-based spell page for your grimoire. And then you get access to our spell casting Zoom each month where we do the spell that I sent you together. In the High Priestess tier, you get everything from the Magician, Fool, and Hierophant tiers, as well as an extra Bible-based spell from the Sun and Moon Oily Co. in your Happy Mail package each month, and a one-on-one Zoom call with me every single month to discuss your practice, how you're growing, and any suggestions that I could give to you to help you on your path. Patreon tiers start at $6.66 per month, and you can find the link to that in the show notes page. Another way you can help support the show is by shopping at my Etsy shop, the Sun and Moon Oily Co. Over on the Sun and Moon Oily Co., I offer Bible-based spell oils, ritual bath salts, Jesus Witch or Christian Witch specific mystery boxes, and custom spell oils. Over on my Etsy shop is where you can also book different types of readings with me. I offer tarot readings for your inner child, channel messages from Jesus or from Lilith. I also have a listing for general tarot readings. You could grab a soul contract reading between yourself and another person, or yourself and a deity that you're working with or curious to work with, or even grab an astrology reading for yourself or an astrology reading for your kiddos to help you parent them better and more effectively. There's also Jesus Witch merch on my Etsy shop and so many other things that I am planning on adding to my shop. So head over to the Sun and Moon Oily Co. to check that out. Another thing you can do to support the growth of the Jesus Witch podcast is join our Discord community. The Jesus Witch Church is our free 18+ Discord community where we host Jesus Witch church services and moon circles. This is your place to ask all Jesus Witch or witchy questions in general and make some really awesome friends. You can find the link to our church in the show notes page. Another free way you could support the Jesus Witch podcast is by sharing this show with a friend and rating it on whatever podcasting app you're using with 5 stars. Leaving us a nice review really helps get the word out about the show, and don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Another thing you could do to help the creation of the show is send a donation to the Jesus Witch podcast via Cash App or PayPal. It takes a lot of time and effort for me to create the Jesus Witch podcast, and getting donations helps me get the support and help that I need to be able to create this type of content for you. Donations also help keep this podcast free to everybody, so if you love this show and the information that's being put out there, please consider sending a donation to my PayPal or my Cash App. The username on both is the Jesus Witch Podcast, but the link for both of those can be found in the show notes page. And the final way that you could help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is by sending me a gift. In the show notes page, I have the link to my Amazon wish list. Everything that I put on this wish list was put there to help create content for you. Simply put, buying things off of this Amazon wish list helps me so that I don't have to purchase them myself, so I can put more of my resources in towards making the Jesus Witch podcast. If you would like to support the Jesus Witch podcast by buying me a gift or in any other way, you could find all the links to everything mentioned in this ad in the show notes page. Now let's get back to the show.
I also associate eagles with God pretty strongly, and I like that for me personally because in New York, eagles live here. So every once in a while, I get to see an eagle out in the wild, especially because we're further upstate. And that's always really, really cool because it's like, hey, God, what's up? Like, you're just saying hello, you chilling. There are many verses in the Bible that talk about eagles, but the one that specifically makes me associate the Abrahamic God with eagles is Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, which says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I personally love that verse, and as a new mom of 3, I've definitely been clinging to it a little bit more. Because it's exhausting. It's like super exhausting. Luna, she's a pretty good sleeper and I get some decent stretches at night, but she does have, you know, a good amount of awake parties at nighttime. She's like literally the first baby that my husband's ever had to help me with in the middle of the night. So I feel really weary and really tired, but it helps knowing that I can ask God for help, ask God to help me sustain through the day. And I'm not asking him for more energy per se, but I'm just asking him to help me make it through the day and help me like stay sane. And that's been really helping. Another thing that I associate with the Abrahamic God is big rainstorms, like ones with thunder and lightning and like just the ones that are really downpouring and like monsooning. We've been having a lot of those up here lately, and I love listening to them because it feels like God's talking, like God's, you know, expressing something. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my parents would always tell me that like rainstorms were angels crying and thunderstorms were when they were playing like bowling in heaven. And it's interesting that like as a kid I associated with rain with something spiritual because of my parents, and now I associate rain with something spiritual, different but still spiritual. So I personally see God in the rainstorms. I also see rainstorms as a more like angry weather pattern, even though I don't think it's necessarily meant to be angry. It feels that way for me. And sometimes God can come off as like an angry God. He describes himself as an angry, jealous God at some point in the Bible. So rain reminds me of him for that purpose, rain can also be, like, really destructive, and God can also be really destructive when he's trying to, like, protect his people and when he's trying to make his message known, sort of thing. So I think of rain, or I think of God whenever I see rain. I love to use rain to work with God. When it rains, I collect rain in a jar. And I actually have, like, a psalm written on top of my rain jar, and I use it for protection spells or justice magic or anything that I need a little oomph from God in. Kind of on the same wavelength as rain, I associate the ocean and specifically big waves with God. Like I was saying with air, you know, it could be very docile, but it also can be very powerful. That's the same thing. Waves can be very small or very big and very, like, destructive, like I was saying before with rain. But I also associate waves with God because of the song Oceans by Hillsong. This is something that takes me back to my church days, because Oceans was a big song for me at that point, and I always associated it with God, and now I do the same. So because of that, when I'm in the ocean and just riding through the waves, like, I like to lay in the ocean on my back and look up at the sun and let the waves, like, take me where they are and just sing Oceans in my head, and it makes me feel really, really close to God. So those are, like, the specific symbols that I really associate with him and that I use in my practice to connect with the Abrahamic God. Some colors that remind me of God are gold, yellow, white, orange. Basically, any colors that remind you of light remind me of God. When I picture God, when I, like, try to picture, like, what he looks like, I just see bright white light. So when I am using colors to mimic him or to bring his energy into my space, I like to use colors that remind me of a bright white light. Some herbs and oils that remind me of God: rosemary, because it's protective. God is really, really, really protective. Like, he is the, you know, the protective dad. The image that just went into my head is the dad on a porch with, like, a shotgun waiting for his child to get home from their first date, sort of thing. So that's, like, kind of who he is to me. And because of that, I associate rosemary with him. Rosemary is one of my absolute favorite protection herbs. And I like to use rosemary in combination with Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2, which says, like, I love you, my Lord. You're my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I love using that verse in a combination with rosemary in a protection spell. I'm actually going to share one of my favorite protection spells using this verse and rosemary onto Patreon. I also associate any, like, hearthy, homey, warm sense with God, just because that's who he feels like to me. He feels very much like home. I grew up Roman Catholic, so for me, God was the main figurehead. That's who we mostly prayed to. He was, like, everything for me. I distinctly have a memory of being in CCD class when I was in second grade and taking a little test and them saying on the test, like, you know, how does God listen to our prayers? And I said, with love. And that's always how I've associated God with me. So he feels like home. So I associate, like, homey, warm, you know, comforting scents with him. Things like clove, cinnamon, ginger, things that are abundant, protective, you know, strong scents, very, like, masculine scents. You could even put, like, pine and, like, you know, woodsier oils in there. But those for me are more divine feminine than masculine. So I don't really use a lot of woodsy stuff with him. So for me, like, those really, like, warmy herbs and, like, root type things remind me of him a lot. Now let's talk about the magical tools that I associate with God. So firstly, astrology. And the main reason I associate astrology with God himself is Psalm 147 verse 4, which says, he counts the number of the stars, he calls them all by name. For me, that's one of my big verses that, like, justifies my astrology practice with being a quote-unquote Christian witch or a, like, Jesus witch sort of thing. So it's one of the ones that makes me feel really connected to God when I do my practice of astrology. And I don't know, like, for me, astrology is a map. Like, your birth chart's a map of your life. It's a map of your personality. It's a map of what your soul came to experience. It is the most tangible thing that us as humans have to seeing our personal soul contracts, the things that we agreed upon in spirit that we wanted to grow and learn through during this lifetime. And obviously, you know, God's the creator, so he helped to create our birth chart and to create, you know, our astrology. And he put all the stars in alignment for what our birth is supposed to be for the time we were born. And that is such a powerful thing to me. And it makes me feel so close to him when I do my practice of astrology. And that's probably why astrology is my absolute favorite divination method. And I know I say this is my favorite. I love doing this, like, about a lot of things, because I'm a person who just loves having favorites, and I love doing things, and I just love loving things. I'm a super enthusiastic person in that way, I feel like. But truly, astrology is my absolute favorite thing, because it makes me feel so connected to God and so connected to the universe and so connected to something beyond myself, because that's what it is for me. Even though I don't personally use this in my practice, I associate pendulums a lot with God. I don't really know why. They just give me a God vibe. I'm not good at pendulums. I can't hold my arm up like that still for that long. My arm trembles, and I don't have like the upper strength there because of like the accident and all those things. But even before that, I was just always so bad with pendulums. So I don't mess with pendulums personally, but I associate them with God. And then finally, divination dice, also known as casting lots, because so many people in the Bible casted lots that it just reminds me of him instantly. Some of the crystals that remind me of God include garnet, because garnet is protective. It is ruled by Saturn, which is the divine masculine planet in astrology. And it's also one of the 12 crystals that was mentioned in Revelation for being on the gates of heaven. I also associate carnelian with the Abrahamic God, because carnelian was mentioned in Exodus as one of the crystals worn on a priest's chest plate. But it's also like a very warm color for me, and it's very like light colored. It reminds me of that like brilliant white light that I was like describing is what I see when I personally envision God. It's also good for manifesting and speeding up manifestations. So I think that kind of aligns with God and like how I use him in my practice. Like if I need speedy protection, I will use carnelian in the spell. A couple of other names that I call God in my practice, and there's so many different names for him, so these are just the two that I like. I like to use Adonai or Elohim. I just like the both of them. I like the way my voice sounds while saying both of them, and I know that sounds silly, but for me, that's a really important thing. Like, Scott was almost named Lawrence. Because actually Uncle Scott, who we named Scott after, his real first name was Lawrence. He was Lawrence Scott. And we were gonna name him Lawrence, but the more I said Lawrence, and you like can hear how I say it, the way I can't say it, Lawrence, like that doesn't feel right out of my mouth, but Lawrence doesn't sound right out of my mouth. So we named him, we gave him Uncle Scott's middle name, because I hated the way that my voice said Lawrence. So it's kind of a similar concept to with the names that I call God, because I like to call him Elohim or Adonai because I like the way my voice sounds saying it. But like I said, there's so many other names for God. The only one that I really steer clear of, and I would advise you to steer clear of, is Yahweh. And the only reason I'm saying it now is to kind of explain this to you. People, like Jewish people, have asked us not to use Yahweh for the name of God because, one, Yahweh was probably a river spirit or a river god, and two, we're technically not supposed to speak the name of God out loud, so they find it offensive. So if you really resonate with Yahweh, I probably would use that in my like private practice, but I wouldn't like do that super publicly, because you don't want to offend anybody or hurt anybody with your practice. As much as you want it to resonate with you, you just don't want to step on other people's toes with what you're doing. And I know we offend Christians all the time, but we don't need to be offending the people that like paved the way for us, because Jewish mystics were, you know, the precursor for Christian mystics, and that's what we basically are. So we always got to be respectful for the people who came before us. So those are all the things that personally remind me of God in my practice with him. But now let's talk about what a perfect day working with God would look like for me. So firstly, a perfect day working with God, it would be raining. I'd wake up to some sort of rainstorm, And then I decide to dedicate that particular day to God. So once I do that, I will put a jar outside of my house to collect some rainwater in, because I want to have some of the water from that day and I want to use it in whatever spell that I'm planning on casting. Then I'll light a white candle to be reminded of how God is a light through difficult storms. And I probably will put some sort of like spell oil on it. I'll probably put my like liquid gold on it, just because the gold color that's in the liquid gold reminds me of him. Again, reminds me of that like brilliant light. It also reminds me of how he's kind of like the creator, because like liquid gold is my creative oil. And this is a Bible-based oil that you'll be able to get off my Etsy shop when it reopens. But anyway, I like using liquid gold to work with him. And I'll put that on the candle, and I'll just have like some sort of white light in the house. Like, and I'll probably continuously have that on through the day as long as it's safe. Like, if I'm about to go take a nap, I'll, you know, blow the candles out, sort of thing. You always got to worry about fire safety. But I like to do that. Then when I've collected enough rainwater, I will do some sort of protection spell using the rainwater. I'll also probably use some rosemary, either in the herb form or in the oil form. And then, of course, my favorite protection Bible verse would be Psalm 18. So I would use that in this particular spell. And then to finish off my day dedicated to God, I would cook a meal that my husband really loves, because obviously my husband is the man of the house, and he treats me like I'm an absolute goddess. So days that I am honoring the divine masculine, honoring my God, I will also honor him because he deserves it, sort of thing. So I will cook something he really likes, something I know he's going to enjoy, or I'll have like something in the house that I know he's going to enjoy. One of his favorite things is like brie inside of bread. So I'll get like a wheel of brie from Sam's, because they're like pretty cheap there, and a nice loaf of bread, and I'll bake that out for him, and he'll just be like super excited about that. Sometimes I even invest in like a good jam, or if I have the time and it's the season, I'll go to one of the farm stands that's local to us and grab some of their homemade jam, which is like the best thing in the entire planet. But they only have that like for a very short period of time, and it's really upsetting. Like, you have to like get it when it's in season in the summertime. But anyways, I do that too, just to like close out my day. You know, Jack is my like tangible version of the divine masculine that's in my house, sort of thing. So if I'm dedicating the day to God, I will also dedicate part of the day to him. But that is what it looks like with my practice with God, how I work with him, things I associate with him, and how I view him as a deity. I hope this episode of the Jesus Witch podcast was useful for you and you got some ideas on how to work with God in your own practice. And as a reminder, don't forget to subscribe to the Jesus Witch podcast on whatever platform you're currently listening to us on. Give us a rating of 5 stars, because that helps get the word out about the show. And check out all the things in the show notes page, including my social media pages, our free Jesus Witch church, and all the different ways that you can help support the show, such as our Patreon and all that good stuff. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Now time for my favorite part of our Jesus Witch podcast episodes, the verse of the episode. I think that's what we should call, anyway, this has been a debate since day one of this podcast. What do I call this little segment at the end when I say a verse of the Bible? I really don't think it should be that complicated, and it really shouldn't have taken me like 2 years or three. How many years have we been doing this now? 2? I don't remember. But anyway, it shouldn't have taken me this long to come up with a segment name. And I still haven't. So, anyways, let's look at today's verse. I feel like I might have used this Bible verse in a recent episode of the Jesus Witch podcast. And if I have, I apologize. But it's something that is so impactful for me that I feel like I need to use it again. And it honestly, like, if you're a Patreon supporter, it aligns with our April reading for this, like the community oracle reading for this month. So I just wanted to read it and to share it with you. So anyways, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and it stems in the wasteland. This verse was Isaiah 43:18-19. I love it because it's a reminder that nothing is wasted. Everything that we've been through in the past was for a purpose, and it's meant to teach us so that we can move forward and be better people because of it. So I just wanted to remind us of that verse. And I do feel like I've used it recently. I honestly can't remember because my postpartum brain is a little mushy. And if I don't like really write everything down, I can't remember it. That's been a big system of mine lately, is just writing lists, keeping things organized, making it, you know, as organized as I possibly can be for as a mom of three children. But anyways, that is our verse of the day, episode, week, whatever. I don't know. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again or talk to you again soon. Bye.